time. They don't want to believe us, and if they don't believe us now, will they ever believe us? And when you want to live, how to start, where'd you go, who'd you need to know?
WMFO Medford. I was a Smiths, and this is Dead Air. We are the best of goth and alternative. And today, this is some of the best alternative Christmas tunes sprinkled throughout. Do you hear those sleigh bells? It's a magical time of year. This is probably one of the more benign selections I've got for you today. It's Smashing Pumpkins Christmas time. It's 91.5 WMFO.
The children playing beside the Christmas tree. The presents are wrapped up, it's beautiful. And secretly, a gift still hides. The fun awaits for you inside.
see the danger, always danger, endless talking, life rebuilding, don't walk away. We'll be right back.
Prudence. Susie and the Banshees, 91.5 WMFO. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Genevieve here. You're plugged into Dead Air with the best of goth and alternative. And I got to tell you, not a Christmas music fan. The onslaught of otherwise tolerable singers this time of year releasing Christmas album, it angers me. And don't even get me started on the country Christmas albums. I feel like every country artist releases two, at least two, and they all have Santa Baby on them. So I thought I'd do a little change of pace here. You know, Paul McCartney's simply having a wonderful Christmas time. It earns about $400,000 in royalties a year off it. So why not play some of the lesser known Christmas tunes like, you know, Lacuna Coil. That's coming up. But right now it's Typo Negative with a Red Water Christmas Morning. 91.5 WMFO.
Since gone, of all stockings on
Lacuna Coil, Naughty Christmas. Shout out to Krampus. And that one, I just learned who Krampus is. It's from Central European folklore. He's like a half demon, half goat. Because let's face it, goats are pretty demonic. You know, if Santa brings you presents because you're a good behaving child, well behaved child, Krampus comes and visits the misbehaving children. Yeah, this is in Czech Republic, Austria, Northern Italy, Lacuna Coil, an Italian band. So there you go. Krampus, sometimes he's shown pursuing buxom women. It is also customary to offer Krampus a schnapps. I don't know, Krampus sounds like fun. Well, anyway, that's my Christmas tunes for y'all. Mystery's up next. It's 91.5 WMFO.
Stronger than reason, stronger than
101.5 WMFO. Dry Majesty there. One of my top musical discoveries, 2019. I'll be off next week. I'll be making a triumphant return for my last show of 2019 on the 29th. And with that, I'm going to do my decade end list, recapping some of the best for the 2010s. And a sneak preview of what's coming up in 2020. So, Dread Majesty, definitely going to make the list. And this is an old band, but new for me. Gene Loves Jezebel.
You know I'm waiting for you. I want some pleasure. I love those things that you do. Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. Well, that does it for me today. Like I said, off next week. Back in for one more show of 2019. We'll be going over the best of the decade. Maybe a little sneak preview of new stuff to come in 2020. I do have one more track to close out the hour. Something very special. Something I cannot do a holiday show without. So stick around. I hope you enjoy. See ya.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive, we'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
This time.
Making Christmas.
Making Christmas is so fine.
It's ours this time, and won't the children be surprised? It's ours this time.
Making Christmas.
Making Christmas.
Time to give them something fun they'll talk about for years to come.
Christmas, bacon Christmas. Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider legs and pretty bows.
It's ours this time.
All together, that's a miss. With all our tricks, we're making Christmas time.
Here comes Jack.
I don't believe what's happening to me. My hopes, my dreams, my fantasy.
Won't they be impressed? I am a genius. See how I transform this old rat into a most delightful hat.
My compliments from me to you on this your most intriguing hat. Consider, though, this substitute, a bat in place of this old rat. No, now that's all wrong. This thing will never make a present. It's been dead for much too long. Try something fresher, something pleasant. Try again, don't give up!
All together, bat and this, with all our tricks, we'll make it Christmas time.
Thank you.
me. I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.